And welcome to the Sportscast, April 13th, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes, and so that you can get notifications of the next cast. Today we have our third edition of the NBA playoffs preview, and joining us today is George Andres Montoya. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
So the NBA playoffs begin this weekend. Me and George actually went to the Miami Heat game against Toronto, and it was an overtime win by the Miami Heat. Also on Wednesday was the Timberwolves played against the Nuggets for the last seeding in the West. George, how'd you think about the regular season finish?
It was pretty epic, man. It was so many teams are fighting for seeds, and you know that it's funny how the Timberwolves against the Nuggets, they came to overtime as well while we were watching our game in overtime. So it was exciting, you know. As a Heat fan, you know, I'm just curious to not, I'm not sure if we wanted to place any Sixers right off the bat, but either way, I think, you know, we got to get through them. I think that team is a dangerous team, but I feel like we're going to squeak by, you know, in that series. So.
Yeah, we were pulling for the Heat to lose or to win because we were hoping for a seventh spot against Boston, which is the weakest of the top four. But let me read you the bracket in the East and the West, and we'll see what you think. So after that, for the East, we got Toronto versus Washington, Cleveland versus Indiana, Philadelphia, Miami, the Celtics versus Milwaukee, Houston Rockets versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, OKC versus Utah, Portland versus New Orleans Pelicans, and Golden State versus the San Antonio Spurs. Let's start with Toronto versus Washington. Who do you think will win?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. You know, Toronto is just such a balanced team. They're going to win that. I would say easily, but I think I would kind of put myself out there, but I think that there won't be no 4-0s, I think, at all in the playoffs. I think that all the teams are so balanced this year. I think it's way more. I think all the teams got better. You know, some teams got a little weaker, but for the most part, it's a very, very competitive playoff race. So I would take Toronto, I think at best 4 games to one, 5 games, I think they could take it, maybe 6, but I Washington is not playing too well. Really, so I thought Toronto would take that pretty easily.
I say Toronto in 5. I don't think it would be a sweep in any of the series. But I will say this, that series might be the closest thing to a sweep.
Yeah, exactly. That was like the only one where I was like, you know, if there would be a sweep, it would be that game, you know. But I think Washington, I mean, they have enough pieces to at least take a game out, you know. Toronto, you know, so
the next match
4-1, I believe too. I think we both.
Yeah, I think it'd be 4-1, maybe a best 4-0. The next matchup is Cleveland versus Indiana, the Midwest Derby.
I don't know. I remember I was watching ESPN, and I think during the regular season, I think Indiana gave the Cleveland like really good games, and I think Indiana ended up winning the series in the regular season. I'm not sure if it was 3-1 or, you know, but I think the Indiana is a team that's improved greatly, and I think they'll give Cavaliers a lot of trouble, but I think they'll probably go to, I'd say 4-2. I don't think they'll go game 7. I think Cleveland could probably win 4-1, 4-2. I say probably 4-2 because the Indiana thing matches up well against Cleveland.
Yeah, I would say Cleveland probably in 6. I've been hearing, you know, Lance Stephenson is not a starter for this team, I've been hearing. And he plays good defense game against LeBron.
Yeah, he comes off the bench. You know, he's one of those guys that comes in there just to defend and probably get people annoyed, especially LeBron. So, but what's the other guy named?
For the roster of the Pacers is Victor Oladipo, Lance Stephenson, Miles Turner, DeMantis Sabonis, Bojan Bogdanovic, Trevor Booker, Thaddeus Young, and Al Jefferson.
Yeah, Lapita, Victor Lapita. He's like their main guy. I think they're saying, yeah, they're saying that he's going to probably win the most improved NBA this year, because last year he was already doing well, and this year he just took, you know, a whole other level. I think he's averaging about like 20-something points a game in this regular season. So he's a very tough player to stop, actually. He's very, very fast, drives to the basket very strong, and yeah, I think in the end, it's LeBron, man. They're gonna about to win probably games, possibly five, but it probably goes six games.
Next matchup, the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Miami Heat, which ESPN says might be the most physical series of the first round.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bloodbath, man. They're going to go at it, and I originally wanted to pick the Heat for six, but I think I'm going to go Heat, really win in seven. I think this is a series that goes either way. I think, obviously, I'm a Heat fan, a little biased. I mean, obviously, the 76ers should be the favorite in this game, but the Heat are just a tough team, man. Like, the Heat don't give up. You know, if they lose, they lose barely. You know, they go out fighting strong, and I just feel like, you know, the 76ers team is a great team. But I think that they're young, and I don't think they have what it takes to win out like a seven game series. I don't think they have the composure in the long term to probably win out. And I think I would give the credit to the Heat. I think they'll win in game seven. I think it'll be a very close series.
As a Heat fan myself, I choose Philadelphia to win in six. But if Miami had to win this series or did win, it'll be in seven games.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you look at the regular season, they split the series, so they're all very, very close games. Yeah, and I think it's very important for the Heat to come out and win like the first game, you know, and that would kind of give it like, all right, it's going to go to game six or seven for sure. You know, you don't want to go be down 2-0, you know, like there's just no way. If we're down 2-0 off the bat, the Philadelphia probably will get it in five or six games, you know. I think we have to take one away from them. And even it up, you know.
Now going to the grueling West, the Houston Rockets versus the Minnesota Timberwolves.
But didn't you skip a East? The Bucks?
Oh, sorry. Rewind. One more series. The Boston Celtics versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Interesting series, but this could be an upset.
You think so? I mean, this is a series that I'm not like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know what to expect, really. I mean, I think people are saying the Bucks are going to get them, but I don't know, man. I don't think the Celtics are a team that you could easily say, you know, they're going to get killed by it without Curry. Because even without Curry, they still have some tough defense, and they had some young players, you know, Jaylen Brown and Tatum. I think those two guys have been playing great all year. I don't know. This is hard for me to say who's going to win. I think it's going to be very close, but I think I gave Boston to win in two games. I don't know. I feel like they're going to still win out in that matchup.
Yeah. I would say from the East, you know, Philadelphia is my dark horse, but Milwaukee might be my second choice dark horse. I think I remember last year, if you remember, Chicago Bulls were up 3-0 against the Boston Celtics. But once that Rondo got injured, it was over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the odds favor Milwaukee as of right now. But if Boston does well, Brad Stevens' system kicks in.
Yeah, the Celtics still have the more balanced team. I mean, obviously, you have the Bucks. You got the Freak. You know, he's amazing. I think he's obviously the most dominant player in the series. But I think, you know, long term, I think the Boston is a team that I think they're resilient. They've been proven people wrong the whole year. Even, you know, when even Hayward went down. So and they have hopefully a match too. So I think that's going to be a little. I think that's going to sway the series to Boston, I think.
So you choose Boston in seven.
I
wouldn't be surprised
if the Bucks end up winning. I say Boston in six.
Ooh, big one. Bold. Very bold. Now to the West. Houston Rockets versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who do you got?
Oh, come on. That's clear Rockets. I mean, the Timberwolves are a poor team. I mean, they he fought so hard. He's going to make the playoffs just to go up against basically, I think, the best team, overall team in the NBA right now. But I don't think they have a lot of pride in their team. I think there's no way I feel like they had to take one game. I think the Rockets could probably be a little overconfident and at home, and they might even drop one. I think the Rockets are a team that they have a lot of confidence. I think they know they're very good, but I think that sometimes they have to get humbled a little bit. I would say at best, Timberwolves win one game. You know, like I said, this could be a 4-0 easily, or it could be a 4-1, but there's no way the Rockets are going to lose, you know.
I would say the Rockets are going to win this series, but I do think Minnesota might take one. And if they did, it might be the first game. Reason why, Minnesota has momentum since the Nuggets game.
Yeah. Or they'll be all tired out. But I don't know. I think the Rockets are very hard to beat at home, though. I mean, I think their records have one of the best records at home this year. So I think their weakness is obviously when they play away. So who knows? I mean, I think that the crowd in Minnesota will be very happy to host a playoff game finally after all these years. So I would say they'll probably win game 3 or 4. Yeah, probably game 4. I think game 4, but probably be 3-0, and then game 4 they'll pull it out just because they want to get a win, you know?
They don't want to be swept. That typically happens. Next, well, I choose the Rockets in 5, or I'll say 5. I can't say 6. It's 5.
Yeah, 5. Yeah,
yeah, because 6 is too much. The most exciting game or series in the West, I think, is OKC versus the Utah Jazz. That's a toss-up.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the Jazz are awesome. I love that team. I think the team is very good. I mean, who would have thought that they lost Hayward in offseason? The best player, really. And then they have this rookie, right? Mitchell, you know? Donovan Mitchell. Like, I don't even know who that guy was. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't have no idea who he was. I think, I don't even know when he got drafted. It was in the first round, later in the first round. And look at that. He's destroying people, you know? And then Goldberg, his defense is incredible. Their team is just way better. In the second half, they got better. But I'm sorry. I just can't go against Russell Westbrook, man. He's such a dominant player. I think it would be a close series. I always want game 7, but I said, you know what, I'll give it to OKC. They have hope to manage. I'll say they'll win in game 6.
I think it's going to be Utah Jazz, and it might go to 7 games. And I think it'll be the closest series of the first round.
That's awesome.
Mitchell actually was drafted 13th pick overall by the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, so then you could obviously say he's probably should have been top 3.
Yeah, and then he was traded to the Utah Jazz for the 24th pick, Tyler Lydon, and Tress Lyles.
Wow, so the Jazz must have like seen something in him. They must have known that he was going to be a really good player. They did that, you know.
Yeah, that was very lucky. But yeah, you're right. He should have been a top 3, but you know, these drafting, just like the NFL, we don't know if Josh Rosen's going to be good in 5 years, so
exactly.
Next matchup, Portland versus the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, this game is one of those, you can't even say toss-ups, man, because, I mean, obviously the Portland is the favorite, but I don't know, you can't sleep with the Pelicans, man. They're you know, like Anthony Davis, ever since Cousins was hurt out of the year, he's been playing at an MVP level. I mean, they're even saying he's like probably, if it wasn't for Harden or James Harden or LeBron James, he would be the MVP. So he's been playing lights out.
Rajon Rondo.
I would say Portland. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rondo. Yeah. He's been playing great, too. A lot of assists and beating the guy down there, you know, Davis. And I don't know. It's one of the hardest, I think, series for me to pick. Like, kind of reminds me of, like, the Bucks and the Celtics. Kind of like, man, your mind says, you know, the Celtics should win or the Blazers should win, but you could feel like it could be an upset, you know? But I would still go with Portland, probably game 6, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes on in game 7 and then Pelicans win it out, you know?
Closer series. I'm saying Portland in 6. I think the Blazers have hot shooters, and I think Lillard is definitely going to try to to end that series early so they can prepare for the next game, which is Golden State versus San Antonio, an old rivalry, and a not complete Golden State, a weak Golden State with no Curry. What do you think?
Yeah, and the Spurs without Leonard, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like they're missing their star players, so it's kind of like the role players against each other.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, obviously the Warriors are still more talented. You know, they're younger. You know, they have the pedigree. I mean, the Spurs, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, Popovich, I don't know how he does it. And he has his team, his best player goes down. His veteran players are coming off the bench. You know, they don't have that much experience yet. He puts it together, and he brings out the best in his players. And they're in danger of missing out the playoffs and end up winning, like, you know, a lot of games towards the end to make it. But, yeah, the Warriors are weak. So I think this could be a very, like, a grind, like kind of like the Heat in the Chinese series. I think this could be one of those series that's, like, physical and just long. I really don't think the Warriors are going to beat them really quick. I think they'll go to game six, possibly seven, but I'll say six. I think five. I don't know. The Spurs are just too good of a defensive team as well. And without Curry, you know, if he's not going to be there the whole first round, I think they'll be a lot weaker. So I think the Spurs could get at least two games in there.
So you say Golden State in
six.
Golden State in six. I think you're right. I was talking to Tyler earlier today, and I really think it might go to seven, but I don't want to drag that series. I think it'll be six. Golden State has the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Durant has to do more work. He has to play the OKC role he did a couple of years ago and just lead the team.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he'll do so. I mean, the Spurs, I don't think they have enough in the tank to go to game seven. You know, they won't have enough. You know, I think it'll be really brutal for them, I think they'll keep it competitive. I don't think they will get blown out. Maybe one game if Thompson, Durant, you know, go on fire. But, yeah, I think they'll go to game six. And I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if they win it at five. You know, Golden State just wins.
Yeah.
You know, go on a streak and they go, you know.
Now, if the series goes long or the Warriors are in trouble-ish, that Curry might come back early.
The only way I would see that happening if it's a 3-3, you know, game seven, you know, or something like that, or they're down, you know, 3-1 or 3-2, you know, game six. But it really depends how bad they're struggling. I mean, I guess if they're one game away from elimination, I mean, I guess they have nothing to lose, right? Putting Curry in there, you know,
yeah,
at least like limited minutes, you know,
yeah. He was he's supposed to come second round tentatively, but I think the Warriors will be good without him in the first round. Who is your dark horse in the East?
Obviously, man, I hate to say it, but like you said, the 76ers, man. I mean, they're just playing incredibly. I mean, like I said, if it wasn't just the Heat, obviously I'm biased. I really want the Heat to win. I'm not saying that they have no chance, but 76ers are such a team. I mean, that team is playing great, which is crazy to me. I mean, the Simmons is just playing on a whole little level, and I think that's the team that could rival, you know, because they have the easiest bracket on that side. So I think they could easily make the East Finals, play against the Cavs or the Toronto, you know. So I think, I had the Heat make it into the East Finals against the Cavs, but just because, you know, I'm a Heat fan, but I have to, I guess. But yeah, I think 76ers for sure. I think that team is just very young. They play good defense, and then they're gonna have the center, the big guy, coming back soon, so they'll be full strength.
Who do you think will come out of the East?
I just can't go against LeBron, man. I just feel like he just goes to the whole other level if he has to pull out those wins. Toronto. Toronto's a great team, but I think the Cavs just have their number. I just don't think they could beat the Cavs. But I don't see the Cleveland winning at all. So just getting the West is too strong. But I still pick the Cavs getting out, you know, and representing the East in the finals.
And in the West, who's your dark horse and who wins the West?
Man, it's hard to say dark horse because, I mean, I never really ever think that it won't be either the Warriors or the Rockets to make it. So, I mean, like I said, you said the Jazz. I mean, the Jazz are a surprise team. I think they could make a push. But can I really say OKC could be the dark horse, even though they have such a great team?
Yeah. I mean, dark horse, yeah. You know, I mean, OKC could go far to the West, which is very possible.
OKC could actually even give the Rockets a fight for their money, too, later on. So, oh, yeah. I mean, I say OKC. I think OKC, yeah.
And who will come out of the West?
Yeah, I picked the Rockets to win it all, man. I just don't – they have such – I think if the Warriors were full strength, and I think if the Cavs were full strength or the Boston was full strength, I think – the Rockets, I don't want to take credit away from them, but they don't – people are banged up, and I think the Rockets are the most probably healthiest team. I mean, I don't even know if they have any injuries. They probably do, but no one in the major in the rotation. So the Rockets, I think this is the year for them to pull it. And now if they don't win it, make it, because they either choke or, they're either up 3-1 and they lose to the Warriors or OKC. But I saw the games they played the Heat, both games that I saw. I mean, the Heat were giving them a battle the whole entire way. But then the fourth quarter came, man, and Chris Paul and James Harden combo, man, it's like – they're making those killer shots, hard, impossible threes, just double teamed. It's just such a very balanced team. So I'll say the Rockets.
So your finals is the Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep. And obviously I picked the Rockets to win it all, but so many things could happen, man. I mean, I think it's going to be something like that. I think it's either going to be the Cavs or the Rockets. And based on upsets, I would say like the Warriors Toronto or Warriors rematch, Warriors Cavs. So I think those four teams are the best teams in each side through the whole year. And usually, for an injury or something crazy happens, those are usually the teams that make it out in seven games. So yeah, I mean, I you can't count out the Warriors, but I think Houston right now is just playing out of their minds.
And there you go. My picks are Houston Rockets versus the Toronto Raptors for the finals, and the Rockets will pull off the win, and James Harden is the MVP, and the Rockets finally win their first championship since 1995. George?
But wouldn't that be boring, though? Like, well, wouldn't that be boring to see the team was like, you want to see like LeBron James? Even the 76ers might even be more like challenging, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
no, yeah. I mean, you're right.
The problem going there, yeah.
Like, Toronto isn't exciting. I mean, we haven't seen the best of them yet on the playoffs. Obviously, they have a good regular season, but they haven't had a good playoff run or anything. But we'll see. It's expect the unexpected. I really think that this is the first finals that we'll see outside of Cleveland and Golden State, because like the years prior, it's all, well, we know who the finals were.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, no, it's not as predictable as before. So,
yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I mean, I also thought the same thing. I thought that only one of those teams will make it. I don't think both of them will make it. That'd be pretty crazy, which is possible, like you said. I think one of them teams won't make it, and one of them will. And I think the easiest route would be for the Cavs instead of Golden State. Golden State has a more brutal, even the Spurs first round is a tough matchup, man.
Yeah.
So I still say the Cavs will squeeze in there, even though I wouldn't want them to. But, but what do you think is going to win? You said Toronto and Rockets. You said Rockets are going to win, but
yeah.
How many games?
Oh, wow. It might be in 5 or 6. It's not going to go 7. 5 or 6.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, which team think matches up better against the Rockets?
From the East, I would say the Sixers or the Cavs. But then yet again, the Cavs don't have a good 3-point defense. So,
yeah, their defense is just what kills them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But Toronto, so you obviously you're choosing. Obviously, we'll talk about this another time when the playoffs are winding down, more and less teams. But I mean, obviously, you're picking Toronto to beat Cleveland then in the second round.
Yep, I've seen them beat Cleveland, and I think they can. I think this is the year for Toronto. Is it make or break it? Maybe we'll find out. But I really think
it's going to go game 7. What do you think? Is it going to be brutal? Yeah, like, how long is it going to go?
Probably 7, I would say. I mean, 6 is just too easy, because to just defeat LeBron James itself, it's not easy this year. Maybe in a few years, but not now. I mean, LeBron is still the best player in the league right now. So, but I do think Toronto has that poking edge that could just edge it out. But like I said, they have to come out big. They got to make the shots. They got to take the risk. Win big. You got to win big.
Another question, I guess, before we end it is MVP. So you think Harden wins it hands down? Because everyone's saying Harden, And I don't know why people don't, like, are not even thinking about, like, LeBron James or even Russell Westbrook, who averaged a triple-double back-to-back years. I mean, you would think that's even harder to do when your team got better, you know, just because the Rockets are playing such a great level. I mean,
yeah,
you would argue that he has a better team now than the rest of them, you know?
I would say the climate is for Houston, I think. I think Harden is definitely living up to the moment. Obviously, you know, you're seeing Westbrook breaking like another triple-double record. And then you got LeBron, which I was thinking, well, you know, why not LeBron? But then just Harden's living in the moment right now. And like the popularity, the eyes, and also just the journalism. I guess like the narrative is towards Harden. So it feels obvious. Who do you think should be the MVP?
I wrestle with it, but I would say LeBron James, man. I just think, look, if you look at his numbers, at age 33, you know, doing what he's doing, and if you look at it, Harden's numbers, yeah, Harden only has him in points per game, and by like, what, 3.5 or so, because LeBron's averaging like 27.5, and James is like 30.1 or something like that. So it's not that far, but like LeBron has, you know, very, very equal with Harden and assists. I think he has him a little bit more, and then rebounds, LeBron has him by like at least three. So the separation, I think LeBron is a little bit better. But it hurts him because his team is a lot worse. But I mean, I don't think you blame LeBron. I mean, you blame the coach. You could blame a lot of the other players that were hurt and they weren't playing, you know. But obviously, I understand Harden could get it. But the thing that gets me a little angry is that I remember back in the Heat when Wade had the league in scoring. Got, you know, Steve Nash won the MVP back-to-back years. And, like, so I don't really think just because you lead the league in scoring, that should automatically qualify you for just to win MVP. But I don't know. I mean, I think Harden's defense is just not good, you know. So I don't feel like he's a better two-way player than LeBron. And, you know, LeBron has, I think he has the most career highs, I think, in assists and rebounds. And triple doubles in there, or double doubles as well. So I mean, LeBron is probably playing better than he did the last 5 years.
True, he's still breaking records, but LeBron will probably win one more MVP eventually, before he retires, and who knows when that will be. But I think he's still playing at the highest level, and you're right, he could win the East and he could win the championship because he has experience, but. All those games catch it up, you know, kind of catch up to you after going to the finals for 8 years. And same for the Warriors, they're going for the past 4 years or so. Well, George, thanks for coming on. How can people reach you?
Oh, really? No social media, man. So there wouldn't be anywhere to, not yet, nowhere to reach me, man. But check on the podcast through you, man.
George. It's unreachable, but you could comment on the like the video before below if you have any questions. We'll probably get to it, you know, or next time. The first
game, on YouTube for sure.
Yeah, YouTube. The first game tomorrow is at 3 p.m. live on ABC. Spurs versus the Warriors all weekend long, all basketball. This is the perfect weekend to say I'm going to watch basketball. But George, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.